He then stretched his proboscis in a straight line as far as he could, a little distance above the coin, and blew with great force against the wall. The angle produced by the opposition of the wall made the current of air act under the coin, as he evidently supposed it would, and it was curious to observe the sixpence traveling toward the animal, till it came within his reach when he picked it up. A soldier in India, who had frequently carried an elephant some arrack, being one day intoxicated, and seeing himself pursued by the guard, whose orders were to conduct him to prison, took refuge under the elephant. The guard, soon finding his retreat, attempted in vain to take him from his asylum, for the elephant vigorously defended him with his trunk. As soon as the soldier became sober, and saw himself placed under such an unwieldy animal, he was so terrified that he scarcely durst move either hand or foot. But the elephant soon caused his fears to subside by caressing him with his trunk, and thus tacitly saying, "Depart in peace." A pleasing anecdote is related of an elephant which was the property of the Nabob of Lucknow. There was in that city an epidemic disorder, making dreadful havoc among the inhabitants. The road to the palace gate was covered with the sick and dying, lying on the ground at the moment the Nabob was about to pass. Regardless of the suffering he must cause, the Nabob held on his way, not caring whether his beast trod upon the poor helpless creatures or not. But the animal, more kind-hearted than his master, carefully cleared the path of the poor helpless wretches as he went along. Some he lifted with his trunk entirely out of the road, some he set upon their feet, and among the others he stepped so carefully that not an individual was injured.